Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
It's Corruption Month, and I'm Chuck Swan, reading Jim Thompson's kickoff column for Corruption Month. If you're a new listener, a bit of explanation is in order. In the trade journal business, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, August is the lightest readership month of the year. So last year we tried something different to perk up August. We labeled it Corruption Month and let Foss, a pulp rat, write the stories. This was a huge hit, so Foss is back again with more tales from the dark side of the pulp and paper industry and beyond. Little disclaimer here, any resemblances here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is somewhat a work of fiction. Pulp Rats, an unpleasant story, continued, written by Foss and translated by Jim Thompson. Foss speaks, "Once again I'm grateful to Mr. Jim for translating from my species language to the big things language when necessary, and I am grateful you like my stories. Regards, Foss." That's the foreword, and this is Chapter 7 of Foss's Pulp Rats, an Unpleasant Story, continued. This year's convention was held in the warm parts again, but not the same location. Last year it was on the banks of a mighty water. This year it was in more of a swampy area, where a very old pulp and paper mill stands. I should say barely stands. The old place is very decrepit, even by rat standards. However, some of the big things who gather millions of quivers away where tall buildings stand had convinced other big things to buy it, along with what I hear were lots of other decrepit old pulp and paper mills. So they're forced to keep it open because they promised yet even other big things that they could make a lot of money with it. It appears this is important in one of the places where they trade money, but not the one in the sand where they trade money based on small pictures. I am told this place where they trade money is also where the tall buildings stand, but I have never been there, for, as I said, it is millions of quivers away near the same place where billions of our species live in the subways. Two twinkles after I arrived, the convention was called to order. The Great Mother stood on a large old metal thing in a place where she could be seen by all of us. We're going to start with testimony from Yol. Yol told this story to the cadre, and while it did not directly involve a pulp mill, we thought it important in that it tells how wretched the big things can be. This is a story about what some big things did to other big things, and it is a cautionary tale for us, for if they will do these things to each other, imagine what they will do to us. Go ahead, Yol. Yol stood on a beam about halfway up the wall. This story I overheard from one of the most wretched of the big things. I say most wretched, for this sort of big thing goes into courtrooms, much like we have ourselves, and lies, pleads, and begs the court for mercy for other big things that pay them money. Anyway, this wretched big thing told the story of his experience. There were four male big things that made friends with a female big thing in one place. At least they started out that way. As the twinkle started, they got in the female big thing's BTI and went to a place that spits money out of the wall. They persuaded the female big thing to get lots of money spit out of that wall. Then they went to a place where big things rent rooms for a twinkle or more. Three of the male big things decided to go and get some funny water and let the other male big thing watch the female big thing. But after a while, he got bored and decided he wanted some funny water too. So since he couldn't leave the female big thing alone, she might get away, he simply killed her. "Oh," came the cry from all the rats listening to the story. Yo continued, "but that is not all. After a while, the four male big things decided they wanted to leave. Two of them wanted to go one way, and two wanted to go another. But they only had one BTI, the one that had belonged to the female. So they went down the halls, knocking on doors. Finally, a big thing opened his door. They came in, figured out where his BTI was, and then they killed him. Now they had two BTIs, so they could leave as they pleased." Yoel was shaking badly as he finished the story. The great mother spoke. "As I said, this testimony had nothing to do with pulp and paper, but I wanted you to hear it so that you can fully understand how the big thing's brains can work sometimes. They can be very dangerous." And now Jim returns to our conversation, and Jim says, "The rats are talking about staying in hotels, of course, and we need to talk about safety for a moment. Hotel safety is important, just not for fire safety, but personal safety in other ways as well. In training I have received in the past, the following guidelines have been provided about hotel safety. 1. Never stay on the ground floor. Rooms on the ground floor are susceptible to break-in. 2. The best floor to stay on is the second. You can survive a jump from the window if necessary. 3. Do not accept a room next to the stairs. Burglars target these rooms for the quick exit they can make through the stairwell. 4. Do not accept rooms with a connecting door to an adjoining room. 5. Always leave the television on when you're not in the room to create an appearance of occupancy. 6. Be extremely cautious about opening the door for anyone. If someone comes to the door claiming to be from the hotel, make them wait outside, keep the door locked, and call the front desk for verification. 7. In case of fire, do not call the front desk first. Call 911 instead. Be safe, and we will talk next week." Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
"Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room." "Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills."
CBG.
"Morning, Tom. Give me some good news today."
"Man, I really wish I could. We've got broken bolts in dryer cans, there are stuck studs in the pump housing, and to top it off, now they've broken a drill bit trying to get an alignment pin out. I think it's safe to say that the more we work, the farther we get behind."
"So, Tom, are you doing this the old-fashioned way just for fun?"
"What do you mean?"
"Broken bolts, studs, drill bits, alignment pins, keys. CBG metal disintegration and stud removal can fix all those problems. CBG takes broken and stuck metal out of everything. Heck, they work on submarines, aircraft carriers, power plants, oil refineries, even a one-of-a-kind Ferrari engine, and have removed hundreds of dryer can bolts all over the U.S. I saw on CBGmaintenance.com they took out a 9/64-inch drill bit and removed 2.5-inch studs at a power plant."
"Really?"
"Yep."
"Okay. Can you give me that website address again?"
"It's CBGmaintenance.com. Bookmark the site and give them a call today. CBGmaintenance.com.
This is Corruption Month, 2016, the second week. And this is Jim Thompson's column being read by me, Chuck Swan, because Jim is away. A little disclaimer here. Any resemblances to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is somewhat a work of fiction. And Pulp Rat Foss continues with his story, Chapter 8. After a break, the Great Mother called the meeting to order again. "What is next on the program?" she asked the head chewer, and Mr. Jim noted that this meant clerk. "Well, great mother, we have Hay, who is from the North Country, at least 500,000 quiverts from here, to tell us about a long story in his area." The great mother said, "Come up here, Hay, and let's hear your story, but make it snappy, we haven't got all day." Hay was quite elderly, probably one of the oldest rats I have ever seen. He slowly made his way up the aisle, turned, stood on his hind legs to address the crowd. "In my area, there is a male big thing who became well known. He came from a large family of big things. Over many, many twinkles, his family had started many businesses. Some were in pulp and paper, some were in other areas of big things' interests. Once he built a paper mill for the fluffy paper used by big things when they expel waste. Another time he tried to build a place to make shaped pieces of wood. Old Pease was sitting in the audience and he shouted, 'I know how to shape pieces of wood. I use my teeth.' This started everyone to laughing uproariously. 'Quiet,' the great-grandmother roared. Then looking gently at Kay, she said, 'You may proceed.'"
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E. Master. Tear Master?
I'm going to tear you. Air Master!
Oh, I get it. Air Master.
Yes, Air Master.
But what do they do?
Air Master Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Air Master Aerator. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Many twinkles went by. This big thing kept trying to build pulp and paper mills, but was failing at it. Then he had an idea. What if I build a pulp mill that recycles? He started down this path. He hired all sorts of consultants and experts to help him, but often he never paid them. Many, many twinkles went by. He would hire different experts when the ones he did not pay stopped working for him. He kept needing more money because he kept spending lots of money. His female big thing became involved in his work. Then they got people who lend money involved in the entire process. "Well, okay, but what happened?" asked the great mother. "This is the best part," Hay responded. "The big thing is in court now, being defended by the wretched big things. Looks like he is going away for a long time." The great mother said, "It serves him right. Even we rats know you have to follow the rules." And Jim Thompson says, "When the rats know we have to follow the rules, there is no excuse for us humans, is there?" Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Shutdown. You planned it months in advance, or perhaps it was totally unexpected. For both kinds of shutdowns, the Pro Services Pulp and Paper team will be on the job immediately to get your pulp mill or your paper machine up and running again as quickly and efficiently as possible. For planned shutdowns, our pulp and paper project managers work with you weeks in advance to understand your needs and begin meeting them immediately as soon as the line stops. For those unplanned shutdowns, our full service team can be instantly on the job with your team to find, understand, and correct all problems. Whether it's a planned or unplanned stoppage, your know-how plus our know-how will get your line up and running again safely and efficiently. Together, we can be ready for your next shutdown recovery or planned maintenance operation. Call us at 269-327-2322 or visit us at pros@work.com. At Pro Services, we work.
This is the third week of Corruption Month 2016, and here's a column written by Jim Thompson. First, a disclaimer. Any resemblances here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is somewhat a work of fiction. In this installment, the rat named Foss continues his tale, and this is Chapter 9. Great-grandmother called for a break. There was a river nearby, about 2,000 quivers away. We all went down there for a couple of twinkles and had a good time. Food was plentiful, and we made lots of future baby rats. This year, we were also watching out for the mosquitoes. We hear they are causing some problems, but we do not understand. When we returned from the break, great-grandmother called us to order again. "Who is up next?" she asked. Ryu came to the front. "What do you have for us, Ryu?" "Well," Ryu started, "I was once in this mill where the top big thing was often visited by another big thing who seemed to be his boss. This other big thing came from far away, many quivers." "Yes, go on," said great-grandmother. Ryu continued, "The big thing from many quivers away wanted some things." "What kinds of things?" "You know, fancy writing instruments, briefcases, things like that." "So what?" said great-grandmother. "Big things are stupid. They always want what they don't have. What is new about this?" Ryu said, "The boss big thing made the top big thing buy these things for him." Great-grandmother, "With his own silver?" "Well, he may have thought it was with his own silver, but the top big thing was not about to do that." "So what did he do?" "The top big thing expensed all these things on his expense reports." Great-grandmother asked, "Then what happened?" "In something called an audit, they were discovered," exclaimed Ryu.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow. Who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Was top big thing in trouble? Actually, no, but the big thing from far away was. Did he lose his job? Asked the great-grandmother. Ryu replied, "Well, he would have, but he already had another job lined up, so it just looked like he left for a better opportunity." "Is he still in the business?" "I think so, but I think now he is just on something that big things call boards of directors." "What is that?" asked great-grandmother. "It is a group of friends who sit around and act like they know what they're doing for lots of silver." Great-grandmother exclaimed, "How can I get one of those jobs?" And now Jim Thompson asks, "How many times have you seen a less-than-honest performer running out the back door as the investigators are coming in the front door?" "It happens very often." Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you ready to advance your career in the pulp and paper industry? Freeman Staffing specializes in pulp and paper positions and the placement of engineers of all disciplines, from production supervisors and managers, mill managers, maintenance engineers and managers, project engineers and managers, process engineers and managers, to corporate executives, North America-wide. Freeman Staffing can help you find the best job opportunity in the industry. Contact Freeman Staffing at 800-221-9629. That's 800-221-9629. Or visit them at www.freemanstaffing.com to look at current opportunities. That's FreemanStaffing.com.
This is the fourth week of Corruption Month 2016, and here's a column written by Jim Thompson. First, a little disclaimer. Any resemblances here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is somewhat a work of fiction. And in this column, the Rat Foss continues his storytelling, and this is Chapter 10. And Foss says, I did not relate this story to the council, but I wanted to share it with you readers of Mr. Jim's column. It happened in a place where I lived, and it is a bit complicated, for I do not understand all the things the big things do. Apparently, from the best I can gather, the big things make paper products for something called money. They hand other big things products they make, and these big things give them money in return. Why, I don't understand, but that is the way things seem to work. This makes these products the big things make something called valuable. Again, beyond my understanding, but that is the way it is. Anyway, when things are valuable, the big things want to keep track of them, know where they are, who has control of them, and so forth. To do this, they put marks, and I have seen these. They look like scratch marks on everything they make. Some of the marks are thick black lines, some are thin. Makes no sense to me. In this place, the big things made a paper product that was in small, round rolls with a hole in the middle. Four of these rolls would be gathered together and placed in a clear film, and the film would have the scratch marks on it. They would make many of these between each twinkle, so many that there were more than all the rats in the place.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Many companies have inventory that they cannot use or cannot count on selling anytime soon. If your company is one of these, that excess or useless inventory is costing you money by tying up storage space, and worse, it is tying up your money, money that is decreasing in purchasing value. Old inventory is holding your company back from greater opportunities and new ventures. So how can you recover more money out of your excess inventory? A great answer is Stockpiles, a marketplace that connects buyers and sellers. Stockpiles lets you list your for-sale products and materials on its website free of charge, and you control your selling price. Let Stockpiles help you free up your money. Give them a call at 859-445-4920 or visit their website at www.siderolls.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
One weekend, I traveled about 10,000 quivers to see my cousins who lived in a store in a town where big things live. We got to talking, and they told me they had seen some of the product I described above in their living place. Then they told me a funny story. It seems as though some big things from where I live came in with a device of some sort and started reading the scratchings on the products there. Then they had a talk with the big thing that ran the store. The big things left and came back with some other big things that looked official. They were all dressed in uniforms and talked in loud voices. They all discussed the scratching again, and the official big things took the store big things away with their front paws fastened behind their backs. Apparently, the accounting was not correct on the product the Big Things had in the store. They had never given the place where I live money for the product. They used the word stolen to describe the product. I was told by my cousins that the Big Things from the store were taken somewhere and locked in cages for a long time. Something called an investigation was held. Seems like it was sort of like our counsel's. Many Big Things were found to have taken product from my place to other places without giving my place money. Many lost their jobs. Some were placed in cages. Apparently, the Big Things take it quite seriously when you don't give them money for their products. And that's the end of Jim's column and Foss's story for today. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, ironworkers, boilermakers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com.
This is the fifth week of Corruption Month 2016, and here's a column by Jim Thompson. A disclaimer: any resemblances here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is somewhat a work of fiction. And in this tale, Foss the Pulp Rat continues, and this is Chapter 11. After many twinkles, the great-grandmother called us together again. "This will be our last session for this period," she said, "but we have a bunch of small incidents we need to hear." Vel was first on the docket. "What do you have to say?" the stern old female asked. "Well, I was in one of those places where the Big Things stay when there are many quivers from their home. A bunch of them were sitting around after a twinkle, feeding on their first meal of the day. They were making scratchings. I heard what they said, but I don't understand it." Great-grandmother said, "Well, can you repeat it?" "I think so," Vel replied. "One of them said, 'Well, I am not going to come up short on my expense report reimbursement this time. I have figured out how to do it.' And one of the others said, 'How is that?' The first one replied, 'I'm calculating taxi fares to make up the difference. They don't ask for receipts for those.' 'How much are you going to have in taxi receipts? Don't forget we had a rental car in a couple of cities.' 'Oh, about $150. The second one said, $150. And that was the end of that," Vel said. Great-grandmother responded, "That seems pretty petty, but it does point out a pattern among the Big Things. They seem to want to graduate their misdeeds into small and large ones. We on the council think such an attitude gets them in trouble in the long run. Who's next?"
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Shoppers for food, sodas, and beer agree: light is good. Environmentally minded folks these days think that green is the way to go, and special light and green concerns are motivating papermakers to attend the 7th Annual Light Green Machine Institute Conference in Raleigh, North Carolina, October 16th through the 18th. The Institute's purpose is to provide a forum for freely presenting and discussing ideas for reducing the installed weight of paper machines by 50% for any grade by the year 2025. During the conference, industry professionals, academics, suppliers, and consultants will gather and huddle to discuss the latest trends and ideas for improving the efficiency of pulp and paper manufacturing. Be there! Get full details and program notes by going to tinyurl.com/LGMI2016. That's tinyurl.com/LGMI2016.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Hay came forward timidly. "Well, after what you said, perhaps this is trivial." Great-grandmother looked surprisingly kindly at Hay. "Nothing is too trivial. What is your story?" "Well," Hay began, "I was in one of those places they call a storeroom. It is full of all sorts of metal things." "What kinds of metal things?" "Some big, some small." "Okay, go on," said the great-grandmother. "I think these things are supposed to be used in the machines in the mill, but I have seen two funny things happen over the years." "What would those be?" "Well, sometimes some of the big things that work for the mill take some of the storeroom things not to the machines, but out to their own BTI. "You mean they stole some things from the storeroom?" asked the great-grandmother. "That's what it looked like to me," replied Hay. And Hay went on, "But that is not all. Some big things came in that don't work for the mill. They just came in, and when they are not making paper to work on the machines, they took some things from the storeroom and put it in their own BTIs, too." The great-grandmother conferred with the cadre. Looking up, she said, "We think those are called contractors, but we don't know what that means. Do you mean to say they stole things, too?" "Yes," said Hay. And Foss will be back next year with more stories from the Pulp Rats. Stay safe, stay honest, and Mr. Jim will talk to you next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.